Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan to hold first meeting with floor leaders of different parties today after assuming charge as Rajya Sabha chairman. Election Commission to conduct a pan-India special intensive revision in every state and union territory, says Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Global FinTech Fest 2025 to begin today in Mumbai. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall and hailstorms in northwest India today. US government shutdown drags into a week as Senate fails to pass funding bills again. And in cricket, South Africa beat New Zealand by 6 wickets in Women's ODI World Cup in Indore. And now the news in detail. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha, C.P. Radhakrishnan, is slated to meet floor leaders of different parties, including opposition parties, today, marking his first formal interaction as Chairman of the Upper House with the elected representatives. The meeting is a precursor to the winter session of Parliament, likely to begin next month. The VP's formal meeting with floor leaders may also feature discussions on the smooth functioning of the House during the upcoming session. Mr. Radhakrishnan, the candidate nominated by the ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, was elected as the 15th Vice President of India on September 9 and assumed charge on September 12. Yesterday, Vice President visited the Rajya Sabha Secretariat. During the visit, he interacted with officials of the Secretariat and reviewed its functioning, including its role in providing legislative, administrative, and procedural support to the House and its members. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the Election Commission has already decided to conduct a Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise throughout the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said a pan-India SIR in every state and union territory is a work in progress and the EC will decide on the dates and make a formal announcement.
SIR pan-India ki baat.
So, if you look at the orders issued by the Election Commission on June 24, then pan-India, which means in every state and union territory, the Election Commission has already decided to conduct the SIR. Work on that is ongoing. However, the specific dates for each state or union territory will be decided in the joint meeting of the Election Commission. And then we will inform you.
The SIR exercise was conducted by the Election Commission in Bihar, resulting in the deletion of 69 lakh voters from the voter list due to deaths, inclusion of illegal immigrants, and duplicate voter ID cards. The total number of voters in Bihar stood at 7.43 crore after the deletions. Chief Election Commissioner said the SIR initiative in Bihar was aimed at ensuring cleaner and more accurate electoral rolls. Chief Election Commissioner yesterday announced that Bihar will go to elections in two phases on November 6 and 11, with counting scheduled for November 14.
Bihar ke chunav do phases mein honge.
The assembly elections in Bihar will be held in two phases. The gadget notification for the first phase will be issued on the 10th of October and for the second phase on the 13th. The last date for filing of nominations for the first phase will be the 17th and for the second phase the 20th. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 18th and 21st. The last day for withdrawal of nominations will be 20th October and 23rd October. The date of polling will be 6th of November, Thursday, for the first phase and 11th of November, Tuesday, for the second phase. Counting of votes will be held on 14th November and the entire election process will be completed by 16th November.
The 6th edition of Global FinTech Fest, GFF, will begin in Mumbai today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will participate in the inaugural session of the festival. Empowering Finance for a Better World Powered by AI is the theme for this year's festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer are expected to deliver the keynote address on Thursday in GFF. Both the leaders will also engage with industry experts, policy makers, and innovators. A special attraction of the conference this year will be the Bharat AI Experience Zone by NPCI and NVIDIA. There will also be a huge expo with more than 400 exhibitors showcasing the latest in fintech. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the world is witnessing more competition and India has to strategize and keep rising amid such volatility. Addressing the inaugural session of Aravali Summit at the School of International Studies in JNU, New Delhi yesterday evening, Dr. Jaishankar said, a nation's profile is judged by the power of its ideas.
India must operate in a multipolar environment while itself preparing to emerge as a pole. That is why multi-alignment serves it well right now, and the goal of becoming a leading power is a natural one for the future. And preparations must commence now to create a global footprint. No region is too far away to anymore to engage for Indian diplomacy. And you can see that whether it is the Nordics or the FIPIC involving Pacific Islands, West Africa, CARICOM.
GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of the society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Maharashtra.
An economy with strong agriculture, industry and service sectors, Maharashtra is set to gain significantly from the recent GST reforms. The new GST reforms is a major relief for Maharashtra's farmers, craftsmen and small businesses. Under the revamped tax structure, many goods in the state will now attract just 5% GST instead of the earlier 12% tax slab, making them more affordable. This move is particularly meaningful for Maharashtra's sugar belt, where refined sugar will become 6-7% cheaper, benefiting more than 50 lakh sugarcane farmers and 2 lakh mill workers. In the coastal and Konkan regions, processed fish and marine products are reduced from 12% to 5%, providing over 2 lakh fishermen greater market edge. The handloom, textile and craft sectors also stand to gain greatly. Industries centered in HL Karanchi, Solapur and Pathan, along with traditional crafts like Kolhapuri chappals, Worli paintings and Pathani saris, will benefit from the reduced GST rate of 5% on fabrics, leather and handicraft goods. Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The Madarsa Board in Uttarakhand is set to become history as Governor Lieutenant General Gurmeet Singh has approved the Uttarakhand Minority Education Bill 2025. With the implementation of this bill, all madarsas operating in the state will now be required to obtain recognition from the Uttarakhand Minority Education Authority and affiliation with the Uttarakhand School Education Board. This move is expected to be a milestone in making the state's education system more uniform, inclusive, and modern. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami described the decision as historic, stating that it will bring revolutionary changes in the field of education in Uttarakhand. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR today. Under the influence of an intense western disturbance, heavy to very heavy rainfall and hailstorms are likely in northwest India today. The weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall over parts of northeast, Himachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand. We spoke to IMD DG M. Mohapatra about the latest update on weather.
Under the influence of active western disturbance, there have been widespread rainfall activity over northwest India, including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West UP, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan, and adjoining Madhya Pradesh. Gradually, the activity will extend towards eastern parts of UP, Bihar, southern West Bengal and Sikkim, and northeastern states during the next 2 days. There could be isolated heavy rainfall activity in the states like Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and West UP during the next 24 hours. The rainfall activity over Delhi has also picked off yesterday and today morning. The activity over Delhi is also expected to decrease gradually.
In Manipur, Mera Hao Chongba Festival, which symbolizes Hill Valley Unity, is being celebrated today. Village chiefs of different indigenous tribal villages of hill districts have already reached Manipur Royal Palace, Nimphal, to participate in the festival. Manipur titular king and MP Rajya Sabha Maharaja Sanajaoba Laishamba formally received them. A report.
Mera Hao Chongba Festival is celebrated in Manipur on 15th lunar day of Mera month of the Meitei calendar every year. Manipur titular king Maharaja Sanajaoba Laishamba will lead a ritual march involving tribal village chiefs from Manipur Royal Palace to the historic Kangla, where traditional rituals including Mera Men Tongba, Yangkong Tamba, exchange of gifts among the tribal village chiefs and valley people would be held. The festival will culminate with showcase of culture and dances and a grand feast marking the brotherhood among different tribes in the state. Mera Hao Chongba is the only festival in Manipur in which all indigenous communities participate, and it has a significant importance in bringing unity and communal harmony of Manipur. Mangbam Amukomba, Akashvani News, Imphal.
The U.S. government shutdown has dragged into a week as Senate failed to pass the funding bills again. The U.S. Senate voted on continuing resolutions and funding bills in a bid to end the government shutdown. However, both Democratic and Republican proposals failed to gather 60 votes needed to advance, pushing the shutdown into its seventh day. The Republican-backed bill failed in a 52-42 vote. The Democratic proposal also fell short with a 45-50 vote. Neither side was able to secure the bipartisan support needed to overcome the Senate filibuster threshold. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings to countrymen on the occasion of Maharishi Valmiki Jayanti. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the Ramayana composed by Adi Kavi Valmiki has bestowed upon human society the inspiring story of Lord Sri Ram and the legacy of ideal life values. Calling Maharishi Valmiki a symbol of spiritual awakening, compassion and human ideals, the president paid obeisance to his sacred memory. On to sports now. In the Women's ODI World Cup cricket, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 6 wickets at Holkar Stadium in Indore last night. South Africa comfortably surpassed the target of 232 runs, scoring 234 runs for 4 in 40.5 overs, with Tasman Brits making 101 runs, while Sean Lewis scoring unbeaten 83 runs. Today, England will take on Bangladesh at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will start at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. The top headline of all dailies is the much-awaited announcement of poll dates of Bihar Assembly elections by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Hindustan Times writes, Bihar polls to be held in two phases, November 14, Decision Day. The Asian Age headlines two-phase polls to Bihar Assembly on November 6 and 11. Results on November 14. Bihar polls make-or-break moment for key players, writes the Pioneer. The Hindu informs 6 patients killed in massive fire at Jaipur Hospital. In business news, Financial Express writes, India Inc. likely to see a modest Q2, while the Economic Times writes, gold's rise and shine moment continues, silver catches up. And finally, all dailies write about the Dumbbell winning trio of Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell and Shimon Sakaguchi. The Tribune writes Medicine Nobel for immune system researchers, adding US-Japanese trio identified cells that prevent human body from harming self. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan to hold first meeting with floor leaders of different parties today after assuming charge as Rajya Sabha chairman. Election Commission to conduct a pan-India special intensive revision in every state and union territory, says Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Global FinTech Fest 2025 to begin today in Mumbai. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall and hailstorms in northwest India today. U.S. government shutdown drags into a week as Senate fails to pass funding bills again. And in cricket, South Africa beat New Zealand by 6 wickets in Women's ODI World Cup in Indore. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.